Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I sit there with my teardrops showing just the way I felt, looking at the emptiness the one I loved had left. My little boy said, "Daddy, Mama's left us all alone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry, 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home." You should have heard my tiny boy pour courage in this man, the courage to repair our shattered world now right again. Thanks to him I found her, his words pushed me along. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. You can fix our broken home, Daddy, I just know you can. I watched you fix my wagon, and now the wheels are tied again. Things will turn out all right, Daddy. Don't you cry, 'cause Mama's gone. I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home. Yes, I'll go get the toolbox and you can fix our broken home.
If you should ever be walking down a city street, a busy city street, and someone comes up to you and simply asks you, "What is country music?" all you have to do is play them a Stonewall Jackson record and tell them that's country music.
Yes. Would you please play Streets of Bakersfield and Old Violin?
Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield, and Johnny Paycheck, Old Violin. We'll do it for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody, I just want a chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming, yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care, that's how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do now. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change.
Randy Cruz.
Hey, Randy, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm enjoying the music.
I appreciate that.
Play my favorite Johnny Paycheck song, A11.
A11, I'll do that for you.
Hey, thanks, Tracy. Good to hear you.
You too, Randy. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I just came in here from force of habit. I don't intend to spend too much time in here. But I saw you heading for the jukebox. And if you play A11, there'll be tears.
He's got the whole world in his hands. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty in his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole wide world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole wide world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Hi, everybody. This is Norma Jean, Porter Wagoner's old sidekick, and you're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 to the Tracy Pitcock Show. Best in the world. Don't you dare miss it. Don't hang up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today. Cattleman's Barbecue at 2010 South Bridge Street is serving breakfast every morning from 7 a.m. until 10:30. Full breakfast menu with chorizo, carne asada, and homemade tortillas, and menudo on Saturday and Sunday. It's breakfast at Cattleman's Barbecue, 2010 South Bridge Street.
So you've made another new rich friend acquaintance, and he buys you everything your heart desires. From advantage of old Mother Nature's beauty, you've got more than any playboy could require. A new rich friend, that's what I was when I met you. But it wasn't long till I was broke again. I can't make the first down payment on a heartbreak. Think of what it's gonna cost your new rich friend. If he's smart, he'll surely put you on a budget. With his wealth, you could buy him misery. If he thinks enough of you to not begrudge it, let him find out the hard way just like me. A new rich friend, that's what I was when I met you. But it wasn't long till I was broke again. I can't make the first down payment on a heartbreak. Of what it's gonna cost your new rich friend. Think of what it's gonna cost your new rich friend.
Think what it's going to cost your new rich friend. There's Daryl McCall for you. Daryl's doing really good. Daryl had a couple of rounds of surgery. He had a gallbladder removed and also had a shoulder surgery as well after he fell and broke his shoulder. But he's doing great. Went to five doctors, he said in the last week, and all of them say he's doing wonderful. And he was wearing shorts today. So he was liking this February weather, I guarantee you. There's one called New Rich Friend here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. It is so good to hear from Olive and Jimmy Olson, who are listening to us in Wichita, Kansas tonight on KNELradio.com. I appreciate that so very much. Asked me if I'd go back and pick up a song that Harlan Howard wrote this, and Harlan's wife at the time, Jan Howard, recorded it with Wynn Stewart. Here's one called We'll Never Love Again.
Die! evening, Tracy.
Good evening.
I wonder if you could play a few songs for me tonight.
I'll sure try.
All right. The Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
Okay.
And anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma Jean.
Oh, I'll do it for you tonight.
I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening.
I appreciate you calling. You too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. You bet.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. Well, it's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing shoving." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, this is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord.
I hope.
On his knee, and Uncle Buck would get the banjo down. Only music ever heard that could stop a mockingbird. Now they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, Joe Clark's done put on a cap and gown. What's the country girl to do? What's this world a coming to? Oh, they say that country music's gone to town. One day I was walking through the canyons and the hills. I came upon a cabin far away. An old man with his banjo sat there patting his big toe, and as he played it I could hear him say, oh, they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, Joe Clark's done put on a cap and gown. What's a country girl to do? What's this world a coming to? Oh, they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, Joe Clark's done put on a cap and gown. What's the country girl to do? What's this world a coming to? Oh, they say that country music's gone to town. Oh, they say that country music's gone to town.
Hey, Tracy, let's hear some George Jones Secondhand Flowers.
A little Secondhanded Flowers by the Possum.
And how about one of those Stonewall Sounds So Good with this dude, don't be angry, darling.
I can handle that.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Have a good one, bud.
You too.
I was working in Miami for a day or two. I decided I'd look up a girl that I once knew. I bought some flowers and went to see a girl I used to know. The lady at her door said she had married long ago. Times will change and towns will change, but there I was alone. When suddenly I wondered, would Susie be at home? So with the flowers in my hand, I walked toward a gate. Someone touched me on the arm and said, you'll have to wait. Then I noticed there were people standing in a line. Some of them were holding pretty flowers just like mine. They explained that Susie had been in an awful crash. The doctor said that she had just a little while to last. When I walked into her room, I felt a sense of shame. But I heard Susie whisper, I'm awfully glad you came. She had been the girl that I had always gone. when someone that I cared for had been untrue to me. I handed her the flowers and she gently kissed my hand. She said, "Don't be embarrassed, for you know I understand." I said goodbye, and as I bent to kiss her fevered brow, I heard her whisper, "Thank you for the second-handed flower."
Darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time, just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, "Come and be my bride." Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Gonna hurt me. I've been hurt in love before. Only God can know, and time alone will tell. In the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. So don't me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time, just remember that I'm dumb, I guess, like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine.
Tracy, do you have a Kitty Wells Making Believe?
Making Believe by Kitty Wells, I do.
And Corpus Christi Bay.
Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rodriguez. I'll do them for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Bye.
I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life that is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall, and had a tab in every bar. It wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. We went out to the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober. Lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking, then he ordered me a beer. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober.
and here in the auditorium tonight in the Opera House, and of course on the electric radio, you're going to hear, but you won't get to see one of the greatest country entertainers, not the smallest, but one of the greatest. And you folks will agree by the time he walks off of this stage, we're going to let him just completely take over this stage. We have no choice when we introduce Johnny Russell, I'll tell you. How about it?
Can everybody see me all right?
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my red neck, white socks, and blue ribbon beard.
The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass. And the cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beard.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. And some guy on the phone says, I'll be home soon, dear.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beard.
No,
we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks, and blue.
The semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon.
Johnny Russell, if you never had an opportunity to see Johnny Russell, you were missing out on something because he was an entertainer in this country music business without a doubt. And funny man, but also one of the greatest singers, songwriters in country music without a doubt. Rednecks, white socks, and some blue ribbon beer here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight. Boy, I tell you what, I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio program, listening to some great traditional country music like the great Johnny Bush.
Who will take you back again? I always. Who'll forgive for all your sins?
haven't I always? Who's waited by the telephone, hoped and prayed that you'd come home?
And who did it, honey?
All alone. Haven't I always? Who wants you back again? Forgive for all your sins. Haven't I always?
Oh, haven't I always? Johnny Bush here at KNL. We're going to do a tribute to Johnny Bush coming up on March the 19th in Brady at the Brady Civic Center. Justin Trevino's put that together for us to kick off our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival, honoring Johnny Bush all night long with some great music. Justin, of course, will be the featured entertainer along with some special guests like Tony Booth and Rance Norton and Dallas Wayne and a few others as well. So we're very excited about that. Hey, I want to say hello to our friend Allison Krausen. Allison Krausen is listening to us tonight at the White Horse Tavern in Burton, Texas tonight. And Allison, we appreciate that so much. I miss you and miss all the fine folks there in Burton, Texas as well. Let's play this for Allison tonight. It's probably been a while since she heard herself. Here's Allison Krausen with one called Undo the Ride.
If you can say you love me, if you can be mine forever, then forsake me. If you can undo the wrong, undo the right. It was right when you loved me.
Allison Krausen for you. Allison is going to Nashville with us in July. We've got a couple of buses going, one from here and one from down around the Brenham, Texas area. And so looking forward to that. And Allison's a great singer and a great gal as well. Good to hear from my friend Gay Stevens tonight. She is listening to us and appreciate that so very much. She had requested a couple of tunes tonight, and I was intrigued by this song. I hadn't played this song in a long time. This was on an album called Winner of Your Heart. I remember it very well. Of course, I've got the album and had it as a kid, and just loved this particular whole album. But this was a great song that the great Kitty Wells recorded, and Gay Elizabeth wanted to hear it tonight. So here's the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells, and Dancing with a Stranger. All the great Kitty Wells and Dancing with a Stranger here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Hey, don't forget, we're going to be in Llano at the Llano Country Opry coming up on February the 13th. Scott Haggard will be with us doing a tribute to his dad, Merle Haggard. I know it'll be a great show. If you get a chance, be sure and come join us at the Llano Country Opry at the Lantex Theater in downtown Llano. Here's Billy Parker and Webb Pierce.
Of golden memories of a million things I've said and done, but when I separate them, darling, you're my memory number. Some fun, but when I stop and think of true love,
You're my memory number one.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.